I was down in Texas this last week, and I went to a shopping center, and I just took a walk. I wanted to get some exercise. And I was in a certain store just looking around, and a female came in, a woman. I started to say a lady, but I always like to be as honest as I can. She came in, and she had on hip huggers, except they weren't quite hugging all her hips. And I mean, way down. And from just a little something up here to cover the bare necessities, and almost falling off of her. And the man that was a salesman in the store said, look at that woman. And I looked, and not only did she have almost nothing on, but she had an arrow pointing on her abdomen, pointing toward the most sacred place on a woman's body. An arrow, either painted or a decal or something. And I was horrified. She went out in the outside the store, and I followed her out. And I said, would you mind me being very kind to you? I said, dear woman, that it's hard enough for men to live right nowadays without you ladies practically inviting every man that walks down the street to commit sin. And she said, my husband doesn't mind. And I said, why don't you just let your husband see it then and nobody else? And why don't you, the very idea of an arrow pointing to the sacred spot like that. And so I said, I'd like to, if you don't mind, I'd like to gently and kindly register my protest against that kind of dress. And I, in the pulpit, I don't do it gently and mildly, but I try to be kind to her. And so I took a little exercise, walked down to the shopping center, and I was watching a fellow playing an organ demonstration, playing good music for a change, and I sat and watched him for a while. And a little crowd gathered around, and this female came up to me about 5 minutes after I'd told her about her dress. She said, could I say something to you about what you said a while ago? And I said, yes. She said, U-G-O-D-D-A-M-N, fool, you get your, and she used a part of my anatomy, the next word. Alec, if you don't like the way I'm dressed, you get your blankety blank out of here. And she cursed me for 5 minutes there in the shopping center, and the crowd gathered around while she cursed me. You like that, don't you? You'd like to curse me sometimes, and she did what you'd like to do. But anyway, she cursed me for all I was worth. And finally, when she got through, she said, and besides that, I'm trying to cover up a scar with that arrow. And then I said, honey, if you really want to try to cover that scar up, I'll buy you a skirt at the ladies' shop over here across the way, and you can succeed in covering up that scar then. And but I got to thinking, after I got away, God bless her, probably she didn't have a mother to teach her how to dress. She's swept up in this heathen, pagan society of indecency and immorality and lasciviousness and wickedness and filth and vulgarity. And she didn't have a dad to spank her when she did wrong, probably. And she didn't have a pastor to stand up and point his finger in her face and say, you ought to live right. You ought not to dress like a bunch of heathen. She didn't have that as she grew up. But thank God for the gospel message of Christ. And when you got saved, you thought you'd never do that again. I'd never go into sin again. But then one day, all of a sudden, you did it. You said a bad word, and you didn't mean to say it. And you said, oh, did that come out of my lips? I thought I'd never curse again. What happened? You fell, that's what. But a just man falleth 7 times, yet riseth up again. Say, what should I do? Get up. Just get up. Ask God to forgive you and get up. But you say, preacher, I took a drink of liquor and never thought I would again. Get back up. But you say, preacher, I said you I smoked a cigarette, and I told God I'd never smoke one as long as I live, and I did. Well, get up! But you say, preacher, I did something awful bad, went back to the old life and spent a night in sin. I even went to a dirty body house. Well, get up! But you say, preacher, I feel so dirty. Okay, feel dirty, but get up! A just man falleth 7 times, yet riseth up again. It was, don't forget. Peter preached the great sermon on Pentecost after he had committed his awful sin. David wrote the 23rd Psalm after he had committed his awful sin. Jacob's name was changed to Israel, or a prince of God, after he had been away from God for those many, many years. And again, the Bible the same way. John Mark wrote the book of Mark after he had forsaken Paul on the first missionary journey. And on and on, on and on, on and on. Jonah preached the great sermon and had the great revival in Nineveh after he had forsaken the will of God and gone down and gotten in the belly of the fish. Now I'm saying get up. This morning I'm talking to a young person you've fallen into sin. The just man falleth seven times, yet riseth up again. I'm talking to a young person who cheated on a test last week. The just man falleth seven times, yet riseth up again. I'm talking to young people this morning who've been out necking in parked cars and living like heathen beasts do. The just man falleth seven times, yet riseth up again. Could I say this? I'm sort of burned now. I don't want anybody to think I'm being unkind. But could I say this? There's a man in this building this morning who back yonder numbers of years ago didn't go into deep, deep sin, but some folks thought he did. And he did slip away from God a little bit. And that man is, oh my, he's one of the finest men we have in this church now. I love him like I love my own brother. And he's as dear and as precious and as thoughtful to me and of me as any man I know. Because you've lost the round doesn't mean you've lost the fight. Because you lost the first inning, that means you've lost the game. Because you've lost a battle doesn't mean you've lost the war. Don't get discouraged. Get up. Get up. The just man falleth seven times, yet riseth up again. Get up from your sin. Get up from the gutter. Get up from the quagmire. Don't be defeated because you lost a battle. Get back up. And so, get back up from sin. You can't keep a good man down. I'm thinking of a young man who came to my office a number of years ago. He said, "Brother Hiles, I'm telling you, I'm having an awful time." And I said, "What is it?" And he said, "Brother Hiles, I slip away and I go to these peep shows. And I go down sometimes downtown Chicago and I go to some of these dirty, filthy movies. I mean, the burlesque movies. I mean, the nude shows." And he said, "Brother Hiles," he said, "I go to the movies and sometimes the strip tease." He said, "Nobody knows I do it. Nobody knows I do it." But he said, "Brother Hiles, I feel so bad." I said, "Man, get back up. Get back up. Get back up. Get back up." And he did. But he stumbled one time again. And he came back and I said, "Let's get on our knees." And he did. And he got back up again. And that's how bad he got. Where is he this morning? He's pastor of a church. You say, "That kind of man pastoring a church?" That's the only kind God has. "Well, you say, I wouldn't have any filthy-minded fellow pastoring me." Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. None of us is worth being an example for the rest of us. All of us have stumbled. None of us can cast a stone. Oh, sometimes I thought this morning when I got back to my office, how could I be so dumb? I mean, I'm supposed to be smart. I'm supposed to be a preacher of preachers and a pastor of pastors. How could I not think? How could I not think in the pulpit like I want to think and say something I wish I hadn't said? I'll tell you why. Because I'm a sinner like you are. And we're weak and we fall and we stumble. But blessed be God, there's a God who loves us and cares for us. Aren't you glad God's not as hard on us as we are on each other? Huh? We never forget. Guy can get in trouble one time and 10 years later. Most of us, we won't forgive him, but thank God he will. He will abundantly pardon. And I checked up that word abundantly one time, Brother Fish. You know what that means? It means he just pardons and 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 pardons. That's the kind of God we have. This morning, are you in sin? Get up! The just man falleth seven times, yet riseth up again.